For today's In Touch, I talked to Fairfield Police Lieutenant Colin Smith about a trial deer hunt they'll be holding within city limits later this month.
Is it because of a lot of car accidents, or what prompted this?
Car accidents, you know, damage to not only vehicles and the inherent injuries that can occur in any traffic accident, but also, you know, a lot of citizens were pushing for an in-city deer hunt because the deer are coming into town and they're tearing up gardens, flower beds, things of that nature too. People are losing, not only in vehicle accidents, but they're losing a lot of money to deer through the eating of gardens and flower beds and having to replant.
Is this something that just recently started becoming more prevalent, or has this been a problem for a while?
It's been a problem for a while. It's become more prevalent. I think that it's due to Jefferson County Park 4 or 5 years ago opened up a doe hunt. So those deer are getting pushed out of the park, and they know it's safe in town.
How often do car accidents with deers happen? Is it an everyday thing?
Depending on the time of year, when the rut starts to heat up, it's more prevalent. I wouldn't say it's a once-a-day thing, but even hitting a deer within the city limits once a week is just too many.
How does someone get involved with this? They need to fill out some sort of application?
Yep, we have an application here at the police department that they can stop by, pick it up. They have to have a valid hunting license. All of the hunters are going to be required to purchase their own tags. The city, we're not going to buy deer tags for people. This is just an opportunity to hunt in the city limits. I mean, it's the hunters are still responsible for all of the tags and the hunting licenses, just as we would be if we were hunting out in the county somewhere.
Right away, when this is brought up, you kind of picture people going through backyards and stuff. How is this going to work? Are there open spots there in Fairfield?
Yeah, there are. There's three areas. This year is just a trial hunt. We're going to do it two weekends, the last weekend in December, which is the 28th and 29th, and then the first weekend in January, which is the 4th and 5th. And we have three areas to hunt. There's Obie Nelson Park, which is on the south side of town, which is a couple acres of timber around where our softball diamonds are. Then there's a timbered area directly south of Fairfield Middle School. That is another 2 or 3 acres of timber back there. And then there's another, it's a total of like 15 acres that Fairfield Economic Development owns. But there's only 2 or 3 acres of timber in that 15. So those are the three areas that we'll be hunting.
And since it's going to be kind of in an urban setting, is there a special training or safety tips that you have to give these hunters?
Yeah, they have to, once the applications are turned in, the applications are due by the 16th. Once the applications are turned in, what we want to do is have 6 hunters on each weekend. So the 28th and 29th, we'll pick 6 hunters to hunt those 2 days. And then the 4th and the 5th, we're going to pick another 6 hunters to hunt those 2 days, just so that we can get more people involved. Once those 12 hunters are selected, they have to take the proficiency test, the in-city hunting proficiency test, which is an 8-inch bullseye. You have to hit an 8-inch bullseye 8 out of 10 times from 20 yards with the equipment that you're going to be hunting.
Is that the one test that you give them? Is there anything else that goes along with that?
We will set up a meeting. We're looking at like 26th. When those hunters are selected, we'll notify them. They have until the 23rd or 24th of December to get the proficiency test done and get it turned back into us. And then on the 26th, we're going to have a short meeting here at the Law Center just to explain some of the rules. You have to hunt from an elevated stand. We're going to try and limit shots to 20 yards or closer, just so from an elevated stand, your arrow is shooting it at a steeper trajectory, so there's less chance of, you know, on frozen ground of an arrow skipping or anything like that. So there will be some safety concerns discussed, and that's mainly because we don't want any accidents at all.
What's been the public response? Do you have a lot of hunters that are interested in taking part in this?
I'm not sure how many applications have been handed out yet, but we have had quite a bit of interest in it to this point.
Colin, I appreciate all your time here.
Hey, no problem at all.
That was my conversation with Fairfield Police Lieutenant Colin Smith. I'm Nathan Swenson for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa.